The Sawtooth Mountain Clinic is conducting a study on mercury, fish consumption, and women of childbearing age along the North Shore. And the project is hosting two special enrollment events. And joining us now from the clinic are project coordinators Joyce Cleese and Teresa Borak. Thank you both for coming in. Will you tell us what the Fish Project is?
Thank you for having us. I will tell you what the Fish Project is. It's fish are important for superior health, and the purpose of the project is to reduce mercury exposure in women who are or may become pregnant, and in order to lower exposure in their babies, and also to integrate communication of fish consumption advice into clinical practice. So we want to encourage women to eat fish, but to encourage them to eat fish that are lower in mercury. And we do have a couple special events coming up, enrollment events, and Teresa will tell you a little bit about them.
So we have planned for the west end of the county at Birch Grove Community Center on Wednesday, September 10th, from 3 to 7 p.m. And that's in conjunction with their regular pizza bake that they do. So we're hoping that families will want to come and do the pizza bake and then get their fish visit done at the same time. It'll be a walk-in basis, so we can accommodate a number of women at that time. So please feel free to come on in and get that visit taken care of and then have some pizza at the same time. And we're going to provide some dessert and some sodas or drinks for that event.
I think it's going to be a Lola treat, so keep that in mind.
There we go. That'll bring them in. And then on Saturday, September 13th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., at the lower level of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, we're going to do another special enrollment event. That'll be, again, on a walk-in basis. You don't need an appointment. We're going to have some snacks. At both of these events, the September 10th at Birch Grove and September 13th at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic lower level, we'll have childcare available and food. And again, we want to create a setting and a time that women can just walk in, get it done. It won't take more than an hour, and then be on their way. But we also want to emphasize that if you can't make these special enrollments, be sure to just call the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic at 387-2330. And the front desk can now schedule you for a fish appointment with Joyce. So again, if you can't make it on these special events, we've tried to streamline it and make it easy for women to enroll or to schedule.
I think one thing I didn't realize from previous information that now when I'm reading this brochure is that young women ages 16, you know, as young mm-hmm. as 16 should mm-hmm. be involved in this mm-hmm. too. And I think that's important for our listeners to know.
And that's a great point. And the really important part about that is that we need a consent for
from the adult from or a 16, guardian.
Yeah, uh-huh. If you're under 18, we need to have a parent sign a consent.
Yeah. We are enrolling, looking for 500 women. At this point, we have 100 women, so we're doing really well. But we want to encourage women to sign up now, as this is the season for fish eating. So we really want to get a majority of the women this next month or two. And the visits are free and confidential. And there is an incentive Visa card up to $50 for completion of the visit. And again, if you are a minor, you will need a consent. And another thing is you do not need to eat fish to participate. I did have one vegetarian participate, and it's helpful. We want the whole spectrum of the range of eating or non-eating of fish. It's an important part of the equation. So
can you tell me a little bit about what happens if I eat the mercury fish and I have a baby? What are some of the complications from that?
Well, there's some concerns about neurological development of the fetus if a woman has a high level of mercury in her blood when she's pregnant. Okay. So brain function can be affected if the levels are too high.
Because we've always heard about that, but I never really understood. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that women do take part in this study so we know what's mm-hmm. happening with it. Mm-hmm.
The other point I just want to make before we go on is that we don't want women to change their fish consumption before they participate in this. We really want to encourage that. So don't, you know, cut right. back on your fish consumption before you come in and get your blood draw. So, right. but we're also going to look at the healthy omega-3 fatty acids along with the mercury level in the blood draw.
So as well as helping the study along, it's a learning process, so I know what kind of fish I should eat or
Yeah, definitely. There's an education aspect to this. And the goal is to gather the data and then bring this information back to the community to help educate people about the benefits of eating fish. And it's important, again, to learn what fish are worth eating to make those healthy choices around eating. But definitely we want to encourage women to eat fish. So,
because fish is a great source of, you know, protein, low-fat, healthy protein.
And so available to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is definitely a part of our culture here. And there, I want to also encourage people to watch a video. There's a great 11-minute video on the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic website about the fish project, and it was it's about the local culture of fish eating and fishing itself, and it tells a lot about the project. So just go onto the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic website, and there's a great video.
I saw that last night. It's fun to see people you know taking
yeah.
part in this,
mm-hmm.
and it's very helpful in explaining, you know, what the project is.
And it's Grand Portage Health Service is also a part of this project. So you can enroll at Grand Portage Health Service. You can enroll at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. And you can also enroll in these two special enrollment events. And we're hoping to do one up at Grand Portage later, too. So there's a lot of opportunities. And what happens within a visit is you will fill out an eligibility consent form, and then answer three screening questions about your fish consumption. You will have a blood draw, and then you will fill out a more detailed questionnaire. So it's a fun process. It's an easy process, and again, it's free and confidential, and then there is a Visa incentive card.
And that's very nice.
It's very nice.
So are we committing to anything further down the road, another blood draw, or...
If we do, we may need to have you come back in 6 months.
Okay.
So that's part of the eligibility screening. You have to be able to
be
commit
available.
To do that. If your mercury level is high, we'll want to retest it again in 6 months. And if for every high, we also need two women to be what we call controls. So that can help with the study. So women have to be able to commit to come back again, potentially come back again in 6 months.
And it'd be the same sort of process, and there is also an incentive Visa card for that second visit.
Mm-hmm. Tell us again about these two events. When are they?
So on Wednesday, September 10th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Birch Grove Community Center, again, that's in conjunction with their pizza bake, we'll be available to do the special enrollment. And on Saturday, September 13th, from 8 to 3 p.m. down in the lower level of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. So food and childcare will be provided at both those locations.
Okay. And then if you can't make either of those events, you can call the clinic at 387-2330 and ask for a fish coordinator.
What they should do is just tell whoever answers from the front desk is that they want to schedule a fish visit.
Okay.
And they can take care of them right there.
Yeah, thank you for your support. WTIP has been great in helping get the word out. We really appreciate
it. We do.
And we have enrolled about 100 women. It's been really fun. And so I encourage all women 16 to 50 to participate.
Okay, I thank you so very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.